AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Pfizer says it wants to expand its coronavirus booster shots to healthy elementary age kids. Anyone 12 and older can get a booster. Pfizer says new data shows healthy 5 to 11-year-olds could benefit from another kid-sized shot. The data has not been published or vetted by independent experts. The number of people filing for unemployment benefits was up slightly last week, but remains at a historically low level. Mark Hamrick is with Bankrate.com.
Remember, we're talking about something that is a proxy for layoffs. So the job market is really one of the most positive aspects of the economy, if not the most positive.
The Commerce Department says retail sales rose modestly last month, but higher prices for food, gasoline, and other basics took a big share of consumers' wallets. The fate of a key Russian warship is unclear. The AP Sagar Magani reports there are conflicting reports from both sides in the Ukraine war.
Ukrainian officials say a missile strike hit the Russian Black Sea Fleet's flagship overnight. One says the vessel and its guided missile stock sank, though another would not confirm that. Russia says the ship is damaged but still afloat after a fire on board, making no mention of a Ukrainian strike.
One story is that it was just incompetence, and the other was that they came under attack, and neither is a particularly good outcome for them.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells the Economic Club of Washington, D.C. the U.S. isn't sure what happened, but either way,
it's a big blow to Russia.
If the ship named after the Russian capital was sunk, it would be a major military and symbolic defeat in a war already seen as a historic blunder. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Elon Musk wants to buy Twitter for $43 billion. Musk says Twitter is not living up to free speech principles and it needs to be transformed as a private company. This is AP News. A new poll shows Americans are deeply divided over how much children in K-12 schools should be taught about racism and sexuality. A new AP NORC poll shows Americans lean slightly toward expanding, not cutting back, discussions of racism and sexuality. But roughly 4 in 10 say the current approach is about right. Republicans see the fight over school curriculum as a winning culture war issue. Parent Brian Wangenheim lives in California.
No kid should be forced to learn about anything if they don't want. I think kids should be able to have more say.
In Texas, parent Christy Nunnally says she wants her daughter to grow up viewing people equally.
No matter what body you were born in, no matter how you present gender-wise, no matter what the color of your skin is, that everybody is a person and deserves to be happy, healthy, and deserves respect.
The poll shows 50% of Americans say parents have too little influence on curriculum. Ed Donahue, AP News.